Oh, friend, where I live, it is getting chilly. I hope you're in warmer climates. Actually, I can't complain much because it has been exceptionally warm here. I live near Salt Lake City, Utah, grew up in Hawaii, so it always is a little difficult for me to swallow the cold. But it is time, my friend, to pull out the furs. And I'm not talking about the hoity-toity critter furs that people wear during this time. I'm talking about Siberian fur and white fur and Himalayan fur. We're going to get into it because these are so fun to use, especially during this time of year. Let's get into it.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
My friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. So I just want to explain really quickly what the fur oils are, where they come from, because it's not as common as like lavender or lemon, where people obviously can eat a lemon or eat an orange. They know what they are. However, these are more common than you think. I mean, especially during this time of year. So just imagine in your mind's eye a Christmas tree, and we've got a fur plant standing before us. So there's about 50 or so different types of these plants, these evergreen plants. And the oil is actually steam distilled from the needle-like leaves. That's where the oil is coming from. And typically, my first thought when I pull out the fur oils, well, generally, to be completely honest, I'm pulling them out for emotional support because I want to set the tone of my home. And during this time of year, we have a fake Christmas tree and I want my home to smell like Christmas, right? That's part of the magic of having a real Christmas tree is your home is just filled with that amazing aroma. But we just use the same tree every year. So to capture the true essence of that tree, I often will diffuse fur oils because I just love them. Okay, so typically I'm using it for that. But in addition to that, when I think about my furs, I generally pull them out for respiratory support. They're a very nice alternative to eucalyptus or peppermint, but wonderful for the lungs and supporting healthy lung function. So pulling them out, diffusing them, putting a drop on your hand, inhaling them, really good stuff there. The second thing I want to talk about really quickly is bone support. And I always thought this was really fascinating when I started getting into essential oils. My son actually broke his arm. And when I researched what to use, I thought it was really interesting that the fur oils kept showing up. And at the time I had white fur. So that's the oil that I used in addition to an oil blend called Deep Blue. And even though he had a cast on, I put it in all the areas then that were accessible. And that really helped to just soothe the aches and pains of that broken arm. Another fun thing about the fur oils is that they're also really amazing for soothing support in a massage, for instance, very relaxing and very calming. And I actually about a year ago, actually pulled my neck really, really bad. I don't know what I did. I must have slept wrong. But I went to a clinic that's local here. It's an integrative clinic where you have trained physicians who also do holistic modalities as well. And I was told to use fur in a combination of other oils, including copaiba and frankincense, and a little bit of, I think it was spearmint or mint in a combination. And that really, really helped to soothe my neck as it was healing. So don't forget to include it in your self-care there. If you're trying to baby a certain muscle or a certain joint, you can include your fur oils in the mix. Hey, Okay, I just wanted to mention something really, really cool that you may be interested in. So some of you may love the essential oils that I do. The brand that I use is doTERRA. So if you have a wholesale membership and you're getting oils for 25% off, that is the way to go. These oils are certified pure tested grade oils. They're fabulous, fantastic. I did my research before I landed on this brand. I actually had used a variety of different essential oils. Some of them were so horrible, I smelled them and literally threw them away. I was like, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. That does not smell like peppermint, right? And so I did my homework and I really found the brand that just time and time again gave me the results that I was looking for. And so if you have a doTERRA membership already, that's fabulous. I'm going to tell you how to leverage it this month. And if you don't, if you've never actually bought really great quality oils, that's what I do. I help people figure out the best way to get started and which oils to use in their home, depending on their priority. And I actually have a team of coaches ready to assist. So if it's something that you're interested in, just reach out to support at calliewilson.com. Shoot my team an email saying, hey, I would love my free 15-minute consultation. And we'll tell you the best way to get started. And we'll pair you with a coach that's going to help you have, gosh, oil success from the get-go. She's going to help you, or he, depending on who it is, move you from feeling confused with oils to confident in a matter of weeks. It's not going to take you very long to become an essential oil expert in your home. Now, if you fall into either of these two categories, let me tell you about a cool promotion that's running in December. In the month of December, if you spend about 200, we call it PV. We'll tell you more about what that is. PV, you're going to get three essential oils in your pocket. You're going to get frankincense, myrrh, and a new oil they just announced that was just released that everyone's saying, this feels like a holiday hug. It's called the Holiday Love. And if you want to try those fir oils, oh gosh, it's a really good time to get started. So I'm going to recommend that if you're already a member, you make sure that you place a 200 PV or order as soon as possible so you can secure those three free oils. Or if you want to get started, reach out to me and I'll help you get going. And again, we talked about firs and there are some really cool proprietary Christmas blends, holiday blends, that if you want to get started with the firs and you want to start diffusing and have your home just smell amazing, you're going to want to get. So in addition to the Holiday Love, check out Holiday Joy and Holiday Peace. All my love, friends, let's get going. Let's turn your home into seriously a healing sanctuary. We'll talk soon. The other thing that I love to use for oils for is for generational work. And what is generational work? If you're not familiar with that, it more or less different people do it, whether you're working with a family therapist, an individual therapist, or someone who specializes in generational healing. You're basically going in, cleaning stuff out that's no longer serving. You know, maybe it's a thought that no longer serves. Maybe it's trauma from the past that needs to be resolved. Maybe it's not even your trauma, but trauma from a couple generations ago that's still replaying over and over. And in this generation, you know, maybe you came from a home where there was a lot of yelling and screaming and fighting, and you just don't want that to happen anymore in your home, but you don't know how to break it and detox destructive patterns. This is where I love to bring in, a lot of oils, to be honest, like a blend called Forgive and others. But this is where, you know, Siberian fir and Douglas fir in particular can really, really shine in helping you do the work to actually create not only a better life for yourself, but for future generations to come. And I'm going to reference one book here that could be really helpful if you want to just look into this and see what this is all about. But my friend and essential oil lover, Rebecca Hinsey, wrote a book called Healing Your Family History. And that was one of my very first introductions into this type of focused work. And for me, working on this and my husband as well, working on his stuff has been huge in helping us just evolve as human beings. You know, my mom always says, I gave you kids the best that I had to offer. And my greatest hope is that you take it and you make it even better for the next generation. And I love that encouragement from her. And I know that my mother, unfortunately, her father was a World War II soldier and saw a lot of horrific things at a very young age. And like many soldiers during that time, he self-nurtured and got himself through it more or less by turning to alcohol. And unfortunately, we know that people who do that, aren't truly the people that they're capable of being, right? They're walking wounded. And and that type of addiction can have some severe consequences to a family. So my mom, fortunately, chose never to bring alcohol into our home. She decided that something that she never ever wanted to be a part of our life, and broke that generational pattern, in addition to other patterns that she felt were very, very necessary. Now, I love my grandfather. I never had a chance to meet him, and I can't even understand the things that he went through and the horrors that he lived with his entire life. And so I'm choosing to give him a lot of grace. But, you know, I do know that there are some patterns that need to be healed. And so this is where we can turn to Siberian fir or white fir to help us do the work that we really need to do. So get the book and go study it and read it. And the other thing I do want to mention is I do something called the Family Relaunch Project twice a year with an amazing parenting expert called Nicolene Peck. And yesterday we wrapped up our very last call. We only do it twice a year. And it was so fun to talk to the people that did it about what they experienced. And one person in particular, I loved some of her comments, and I'll share them on our public pages, because she's like, please, like, tell people about this. She said, you know, she actually has a background in life coaching and faith coaching. She says, I think she coaches people who want to go, well, to make improvements to their life in conjunction with God. I think that's kind of her specialty. But she said, gosh, I really rocked it, you know, and with my adult clients, like, we got so far, and yet I didn't have the skills to really be the person who I wanted to be in my home. And what I'm learning is, so many times you can heal destructive generational patterning, such as yelling or emotional parenting or manipulating, when you have important skill sets in place. And, you know, for me, gosh, four skills that have transformed my home are teaching children how to follow instructions. There is actually five steps. Teaching children how to receive a no answer and accept a no answer. If you're giving your child no answers and they're not responding, it's kind of on you, because you haven't taught them how to do that. Teaching children how to disagree appropriately with each other and with you, and then receiving consequences, that it's okay not to avoid consequences, natural consequences, but to accept them and do what we need to do to make things right. And those four things alone have really helped me and my family so much. And so for me, generational healing and family closeness and family success is really, really important to me. And so I'm glad we're talking about Siberian fir, because I truly believe that the greatest work that many of us will ever do in our life will be within the walls of our own home, when we're raising families of our own. So don't forget, you know, double whammy here, double bonus when you're diffusing Siberian fir, Douglas fir, white fir, whatever fir you have during the holidays, when families are becoming closer, right? They're either going to be like crazier and more chaotic, or they're going to be more calm. And I know when I use essential oils with intention and I calm myself and set an intention for how I want people to feel when they're around me, gosh, everything goes so much better. So get the self-care, you know, get your massage with your fir, take a bath with Douglas fir. It's actually one that I do have next to my tub. Use it on those achy muscles or even those compromised bones. And man, if you use this oil, I think you're really, really gonna love it. Oh, and don't forget, you can use it to breathe easy with as well. Have a wonderful holiday season. And I think it's gonna be a good one. We got our essential oils. Yeah, we can conquer the world. Bye, friends. If you liked what you heard today, don't forget to share this episode on social media, tag your friends. If you're on Instagram, tag me, because that is one way you can enter my free giveaways every month. I love to spoil people with essential oils, and you could be the next recipient of my gifts. So don't forget to tag me there, and let's stay in touch. Thanks for joining today.